parents react to DOJ's memo. Xi Van Fleet calls it outrageous and warns CCP-style crackdown. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wei and Cathy show. So today I'm going to just focus on the feature story. What are the parents' reaction to the Justice Department's recent move to direct the FBI and the other law enforcement to investigate what is called a disturbing trend of threats of violence at school board meetings? This directive followed a letter from the National School Board Association, which asked President Biden and his administration to treat parents' protests at school board meetings as possible act of domestic terrorism. So what would be the consequence if people just go along with this? I sat down with Xi Van Fleet, the Virginia mom who experienced a cultural revolution in China earlier today, to share her insights to this issue. So first of all, Xi, what's your take on the Department of Justice move?
Outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. So when I heard that, but at the same time, it does not sound very strange, because the same thing has happened here, right? We see the Trump supporters were called deplorables, and then they were called racists, white supremacists, and now they are called rioters and insurrectionists. So it is, and they were called domestic terrorists. So the same thing now is happening to parents. So it's not surprising, yet it is just outrageous.
The Loudoun County parents, you know, at the forefront of fighting against the critical race theory. So how do you think this type of message, you know, have an effect on the parents?
Yeah, I have been very much involved with Loudoun parents. And I've been to a school board meeting. Of course, that's where I made my speech there. And after that, I've been to many, many rallies. And it was always, always peaceful. Okay, the parents may have used some angry words. Why can't they? They are angry. Okay, so I think this is obviously aimed at intimidating the parents and stop them from going to the school board. Meetings to voice their concerns. If you ask me, it might work on some people, but I believe this will backfire. Because if intimidation works, I say America has fallen a long time ago. I think this will weaken so many people that who never been to the school board meeting, because this is something they can relate to themselves. One day, if they go somewhere, voice their concern about some other matters, would that same thing happen to them? I think the conclusion to most people is yes, the same thing will happen to us. So this is an intimidation to all Americans, not just parents.
In talking about you think the parents are rightly so to get angry, it was reported that one of the parents, he was arrested, right, at one of the school board meetings back in June. And it was reported that why he got so angry was because his daughter was sexually harassed, but the school board actually quietly
assaulted.
All right. And allowed the student who committed the assaulting to just quietly transfer to another school. Are you aware of that?
Yes. I learned about this 2 days ago.
So it was reported that father, Mr. Smith, who was arrested at the Loudoun County School Board meeting, his daughter was sexually assaulted by a so-called gender fluid student at the school locker room. Shortly after that incident, the school board passed the transgender policy. So does this father have the rights to get angry? But peacefully demand conversation with the school board. So right now, we don't know yet if and what FBI would do to those parents who may be outspoken or even become emotional at times at the school board meetings. But what do you think the consequence would be if some people just got intimidated and go along with such kind of a policy?
I think this is very important to really understand. This, even if you obey, and that's what they want you to do, to obey, so you stop doing what your constitution guaranteed you, the rights to go and voice your concern to elected officials, and the officials whom the salary came out of your taxpaying dollars. And you understand, if this happened and you obey, and the next is other things that you want to voice your concern about. So if you obey today, and you have to obey next time, and the next time, until one day you realize your freedom is all gone, and you have no voice left. So if you understand that, and you want to go there, that's your choice. I think most Americans would not make that choice. They will say, this is my constitution right. No one can intimidate me and silence me and stop me from doing what is guaranteed by our constitution.
So she has been warning about the similarity of what's going on in the schools here to what happened in the Cultural Revolution in Communist China. With this most recent development, what do you think people should be aware of?
It is important to understand what kind of education system in a communist country. And of course, I have direct experience of China. And the educational system in China is totally, totally controlled by the Communist Party. From day one, the day that the CCP took over China in 1949, one of the first things they did is they gathered all the school teachers, because they were the teachers of the past, of the old China. They have to be converted. They have to be trained with this new ideology. So they were giving intensive training of new Marxist theories and ideology and the communist values. So everyone has to pass the examination before they could go back to the classroom, because they were required to teach the new ideology to the Chinese children. From that day on, parents and teachers alike were absolutely excluded from the educational process. The decision of what to be taught and how was made, the decision was made in the highest level. And so everyone just accepted. No one dare even to question, or it's not even in their mind to question. Of course, the party controls everything. So even using Xi Jinping's own words, the goal of education is to prepare the students to be the builders and heir or successors of the socialist system. So parents, forget it. It's not about your children. The children belong to the party. And the goal is to prepare them for the socialist cause. And that's what the left wants implemented here. And they have been very, very successful. They have already controlled our educational system. Total control of the higher education. They control our schools. They control our school board. And they control the school teachers union. They control National School Board Association. They control everything. And mostly the parents were not aware until the pandemic. This is one of the good side effects. For the first time, parents were able to see what's going on, what's really going on in the classroom. And they were outraged. And rightly so. And that's why they went to the school board and expressed their outrage and express their concerns. Well, this cannot be tolerated, right? We have everything, we have our plan in place. Now the parents come over and disrupt our plan. This has to be dealt with. So in the very beginning, they just call those parents racists. Well, what that do? The parents may lose their jobs, they may lose their business and the livelihood. Of course, that's not good enough. Now they have to upgrade the threat to domestic terrorists. What that do to people? You may lose your freedom. So my question is, what's next? What's next to me is Tiananmen Square style crackdown. So one day the Americans will find that going to school board to voice your concern, you may risk your life. Is that where we're going? If we don't stop what's going on today, yes, that's where we're going to. And also the other thing that makes me think about the communist China is the school board members. They were elected public officials. We pay their salary. Now they treat the parents as nuisance. They treat the parents as if we are subjects. And I've been to a school board meeting. When I did my speech, everyone was allowed to go in, and at least you can sit there. No, they changed the rule, so only 10 people can go in at a time. And one day, I was there too, and it was pouring rain, and the parents were just dripping wet outside. There's no shade, you know, and then before they were 10 at a time allowed to go in and talk to those are rulers, they become rulers. And that's what's happening in China, to see those bureaucrats. Yeah, it's like to see the rulers. Parents have no voice. Parents have no say. And that's what's going on today.
Yeah, indeed. It's reported that they are requiring whoever who wants to make the public speech to present ID. But, you know, in order to vote, you don't need the ID, right?
And that's how troubling the situation is. The left has really, really had total control of most of our institutions. And that's why this is very important that parents do not give in. And the school board meeting now become a battlefield across the nation to push back the left agenda, to tell them, we're not okay. We're not okay with your CRT, with your mask mandate, with your transgender policies. We're not okay with it. So parents, do not give in.
Mm. Since you are with the parents in Loudoun County, how do you sense their sentimentality right now? And what's your suggestions to the parents?
I talked to quite a few, and they're all outraged. And just let you know, Sunday, this coming Sunday, there will be a rally in front of DOJ in DC. And then I think the name of the rally is Parents Are Not Terrorists, Are Not Domestic Terrorists. So I think that's the sentiment among parents. And I think I'm going there. And I think I will see people, not just parents or grandparents or whoever care about our country, will be there. And that's the only way going forward. If you come home, you will have to give up more your rights until you become a total subject to the real rulers. You totally give up your freedom, your God-given rights. I urge everybody around here, go there to show support and to show that you are not going to give in your rights.
So any last words to our audience, Xi?
Don't give in. Do not give in.
Great. Thank you, Xi, for sharing with our audience.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
So that's Xi Van Fleet, her insights based on her life experience under the Chinese Communist regime, and also, you know, living in this in the United States, where she you know, founded the freedom. But looking at what's going on right now, her warnings. So being the, you know, as myself also had the life experience living under the CCP control, I, you know, have to really echo her thoughts and her warnings. So, and actually, I also agree with that. That's the only way. It's the only way to, in face of such intimidation, is not to give in. Speak out and speak up. People have to take action. Otherwise, you know, the ultra left, the radical left, the communism, what they do is just take away your freedom piece by piece. You know, you think you may just give in a little bit, compromise a little bit, they will let loose. It won't. So actually, some parents are speaking out. In last Thursday's school board meeting in Fairfax County, parents spoke out and requesting the board should pass the resolution denouncing DOJ's memo.
The FBI has no place in our school board. That's not. This is not Russia. This is not communist China. This is the United States of America. Ours is the government for the people. And we, the people and the voters, have First Amendment rights. Rights of free speech, free association, the right to petition the government. And we will not be intimidated by the government's abuse of power. And we will vote for new leadership at every level of the government.
Stacey Langton came before you exposing pornography that you are buying for our school libraries, and not a single one of you phoned her. Not a single one of you has followed up with her. And so why do you have this? Why do you have this parent engagement when you don't want to engage with parents? You've made it now federal policy to terrorize us, to take a war on us. Why are these parents here? You are parents. Can you not have any comprehension of the frustration, anger, and just sadness that is gripping the hearts of parents across this country?
The Biden administration just said we are domestic terrorists. This board should pass a resolution tonight condemning the Department of Justice for trying to intimidate and cancel parents. But instead, you're going to pass a resolution pushing gender sexuality clubs on students in Fairfax County.
You could laugh now. You may not laugh later when you can't turn the bus around. Lenin said, "Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seeds I have sown will never be uprooted." And sadly, my child was never taught about Lenin. She was never taught about Stalin. She was never taught about communism or fascism. And maybe that's why she did.
Our next speaker.
Okay, so the last speaker you heard, the mom was talking about, and the, you know, as soon as her minutes was done, and they just silenced her mic. So actually, there's the video continues where she just put her paper around her mouth, tried to just say the last words, and the mic just silenced. So I saw some comments in the show that Joseph said, if I were to die embracing my God-given constitutional rights, then I would have died a free man. Yes, and Ling shared that the USA is now Hong Kong. China installed their chosen leader in Hong Kong. In the United States, this happened too. But what I think it is still different is we are still now America, the we the people still, you know, is in charge. But unfortunately, the ultra-left, the communism, is trying, you know, trying very hard to take over. So, but is there hope? I do think so. As you see, the parents are speaking up. Just need more and more parents and the people speak up. And also, this kind of a peaceful yet outspoken resistance against the overboard of the government control is happening not only to schools and to the parents, but also in other areas, such as the airline companies and healthcare area. Since the past weekend, Southwest Airlines has 3 straight days of canceled and delayed flights, which is believed to be related to the vaccine mandate. Over the weekend, Southwest Airlines canceled about 2,000 flights, and then followed by canceling 350 some more flights on Monday, with 40% flights delayed. And this began shortly after the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, which represents 9,000 pilots, asked a federal court on last Friday, to block the airline's order that all employees get vaccinated. The association argued that the Southwest airline must negotiate over the issue because it could involve sick leave or disability if pilots have a reaction to the vaccine. So right after this lawsuit on Saturday, then followed by Sunday and Monday, you know, 3 straight days of, you know, the cancellation of the flights. Although the company claimed that it's due to weather challenges compounded by unexpected air traffic control issues. But people would think, how come other airline companies were not severely affected? Southwest CEO initially avoided the question by the media whether it is related to the pilots' resistance to the mandate. But later, he admitted that they are facing this challenge. While the White House spokesperson firmly denied it had nothing to do with the vaccine mandate policy. So we can see how the company CEO was contradicted by the White House spokesperson. How could that be? And in California, an anesthesiologist at the UCLA Health, his name is Dr. Christopher Rake. He was escorted out of his workplace on Monday. He was because he has been outspoken about his suspicions about the COVID-19 vaccine and also refused to get vaccinated in defiance of a statewide and employer mandate. He recorded himself while being escorted out.
This is what happens when you stand up for freedom and when you show up to work, willing to work, despite being unvaccinated. And this is the price you have to pay sometimes. But what they don't realize is that I'm willing to go lose everything. Job, paycheck, freedom, even my life for this cause. Be well. United we stand, divided we fall.
And another medical doctor in California, Dr. Aaron Cariati, who is the director of medical ethics of the UC Irvine, he was put on investigatory leave after he challenged the constitutionality of the UC's vaccine mandate. The doctor believes that natural immunity follow COVID infection is equal to or indeed superior to vaccine-mediated immunity. And he said that thus forcing those with natural immunity to be vaccinated introduces unnecessary risks without commensurate benefits either to individuals or to the population as a whole and violates their equal protection rights guaranteed under the Constitution's 14th Amendment. So he stated that he has no intention at this time of resigning, withdrawing his lawsuit, or having an unnecessary medical intervention forced on him in spite of these challenging circumstances. So I, you know, tried to contact him, and his email actually just said that, you know, he was put on this investigatory leave, and asked to contact him in a private email. So his fate, you know, is still up in the air. We don't know what's gonna happen to him. Although, you know, as you can see, even in California, you know, this is happening in California. So more Americans just starting to realize this type of government control, government overboard actions are, you know, harming people's rights and the God-given rights in the under the Constitution. So how do you think? I welcome a more more comments. And Louis said it's taking more than one patriot citizen to stand up to this fascist, starting forming your friends and the family militias. Yes, and it does take more than one, but one by one, you know, it really adds to the power. And Louis said that this man is patriot. So, yeah, and I saw some comments saying that if, you know, every employee in different companies just do the same thing as what the pilots at the Southwest does, you know, it would really make a difference. And so, you know, it really up to everyone, each one of us, what to do. And to see, you know, if you really see the danger of this threat coming, or you just think, go along and it will become better. According to our own experience under those type of authoritarian regime, it won't get better if you compromise. The only way, like she said, is really to stand up and speak out. Okay, so that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this story. And so keep strong. And Marty said, keep your power dry and armored up. Okay. All right. So yeah, please leave your comments, or and also just share our show. This is the best support that we can get from you. You know, need more people to get to know more, to be aware of what's what we are facing right now. Get informed, and then people can decide what they can do, what they should do. All right. Thank you so much, and take care. We'll see you on Friday. Bye-bye.